transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys. 7
a.m. comes to that's it,
Mad
him
Radio.
And me.
Yeah, it's the Mad Pad.
That's what it is. Yep, we are live at Short Stack Eatery, downtown Madison, right on the corner of State and John.
I'm really nervous. Yeah, I want to hear that word. I want to find out what the word is.
The key word is coming up in just a second or two, as soon as I do the introduction
to the formalities.
The formalities. It's the Connie Summer Contest. That's what we're talking about. Civic Meets Connie Summer, Text to Win Contest. Got lots of prizes and experiences throughout Wisconsin. It's a statewide contest. Prizes include Wisconsin Dells prize packs every one of the key hours, 7, 9, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m.
You got it down.
Right, and once a day, John Peterson, we give away Brewers Club level tickets to one of our Scotty Summer winners. And all those text entries are entered to win your choice of one of three grand prizes. Well, you could win the grand prize of a Lake Geneva getaway or a Door County vacation or a Lake House staycation. Yep. And includes a gas card to get you there and back. So keep listening. And this is one of those key hours. So here's the key word. You ready to text this?
This is it.
Get that Civic Media app going.
I've been waiting all morning for this.
Well, here is the key word.
What is
it? Right now.
I can't participate, though. But you know,
yeah. Keyword is red. Okay.
I've seen red.
R-E-D. I know you see red just about every day. Red. R-E-D. That is the key word for the 7 a.m. hour. Text that in. You could win. Okay? Red is the key word.
All right.
John?
Fantastic.
All right. John? We're on our way then.
John?
I
just want to mention Paul Severson from Dane by Local will be joining us here in a little while.
Yes. Okay. All right. 7:35 or so. Yeah. I want to get something really, 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 really super important. All right.
Really?
This is really, really big.
That's four reallys. Yeah. Must be really important.
This is really an important story. Important. Yeah, it hit the fan a little while ago, but it's taken us a few days to get to it here on the show. We have so many guests and so many other things to talk about, right?
Well, it takes a while for the cream to rise to the top, right? It's like fine wine. Maybe fine wine takes a few days.
for the wine,
especially if it's Ed's wine in the cardboard.
Yes. Ed's wine always tastes better.
A couple of days, it's ready to go.
A few days out on the cover, and it is.
Yeah, it's perfect. And that's the way it is with your stories that you share with everybody gathered around the radio.
Yeah.
Family show.
That's what it's like. Okay. All right. This is right out of the Atlantic's magazine.
Really?
McKay Coppin wrote, "What Europe Will Do If Trump Wins." This is really scary stuff.
They are battening down the hatches already.
It's alarming, and it should be a huge wake-up call for a lot of people listening, I hope, anyway. Okay. Our European allies are preparing for a Trump win in November. Cue up cut 22, Sam, if you can. Trump win in November are making contingency plans for the collapse of democracy in the United States.
Oh, man.
All right. It's not an easy sentence to get over.
No.
But anyway, this is McKay Coppins explaining his article from The Atlantic.
Fears of losing their most powerful ally that has translated into a pathologically intense fixation on the U.S. presidential race. Now Europeans are bracing for an America that behaves like any other transactional superpower. Several officials expressed fears that Trump would turn America's NATO membership into a kind of protection racket, threatening to abandon Europe unless this ally offers better trade terms or that ally helps investigate a political enemy.
So I report in this piece that the German foreign ministry is making contingency
contingency plans for the outcome of the American election in 2024. And they have plans for a Biden re-election, but I will tell you that most people in Germany and really most of the officials across Europe I spoke to do not believe Biden will be re-elected. They believe that Trump is going to win. Their plans for Trump's return involve trying to figure out how he will destabilize a wide range of issues, from Ukraine to NATO to climate change to tariff policy. And they're also trying to figure out who his confidants are, how they can get close to them. But this is what's really striking to me. They're also making plans for a third scenario in which basically there's a sustained period of uncertainty about the outcome of the election, accompanied potentially by widespread political violence in the U.S. And their fear is that in such a moment of vulnerability, that would be when Vladimir Putin or some other adversary decides to roll the dice and attack NATO or, you know, do something really provocative because they believe that America would be paralyzed. When you step back and think about the fact that we have allies in Europe who are now drawing up contingency plans for basically a democratic collapse in the United States, that should be really sobering for people who believe in America as an aspirational democracy, regardless of what party they're in.
There you go.
Wow.
Pretty much
lays it all out there.
Wow.
Yeah, they're getting ready.
Yeah.
And why shouldn't they? Because they're scared.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without the U.S. to back them up.
Yeah, that's the way it's been since World War II,
exactly,
at least.
With NATO.
Yeah, NATO right there. And yeah, they're very concerned. I know Macron, there was a lot of talk about how nervous he is, and Germany taking a right turn as well. So they are definitely preparing for what could be the worst.
Yeah, I have a story here on NATO.
Yeah.
There was a vote, and I didn't even know about this. Rachel Maddow talked about this, and there was a vote on bowing out of NATO. Could we play this before we did the other cut? I want to play cut 61 from Rachel Maddow, where the Mads voted on bowing out.
Okay. In the American aperture here, what's going on here in our politics? Well, President Biden is trying to, rally the free world, trying to strengthen our alliances as much as possible to lead collective international will against a rogue dictatorship that has invaded one big European country already and has its sights set on more. Here at home, literally, while President Biden and other American leaders were headed off to Europe for the 80th anniversary of D-Day, while they were heading off to Europe for that, what was happening in the American Congress? A fifth of the Republicans in Congress just voted that we should leave our allies altogether, that we should break up the big Western alliance, that we should defund NATO. And I think nobody really paid attention to this vote because this legislation was put forward by a very fringe member of Congress, a member of Congress who is known for her publicity stunts, and she is therefore eager. She is easy to ignore. But it wasn't just her. 46 Republicans voted for this thing. A fifth of the Republicans in Congress last week voted to defund NATO. Don't just forget being the leader of the free world. Forget the whole idea of there being a free world at all. They saved that for the anniversary of D-Day. 46 Republicans voting to defund NATO.
NATO, of course, put in place to prevent another world war.
Well, yes.
It is stunning. And I didn't hear about this story. I didn't know this even happened. I guess it was too small a count of Republicans or MAGAs that voted for this to bring up the story in the media. But we now know that is what took place at the wrong, most inopportune time.
Well, we remember that Trump wanted to get everybody from NATO. Hey, you're way behind on paying your dues. So all your European countries, you've been stiffing us. We've been carrying load. And he called them all out. And he was wanting to break up NATO.
That's right. And McKay Coppins talked about that. They're worried that it's really going to become more or less a protection racket. The U.S. is going to say, hey,
right.
Cough up or else we're not not going to help protect you from your aggressors. Now, let's go to 23, and this is a pundit that appeared on the program at the same time that Kate Coppins was talking about this European plan. So let's hear his opinion on all of this. All
right. People at the highest levels of governments that are our top allies in the world, whose job it is to assess the state of the United States, where it could lead and what it means for the national security of their own publics, of their own countries, they are among the most alarmed people out there. And if they're alarmed, then certainly the group of people you listed are missing something if they think somehow this danger isn't at some DEFCON 5 level. And I think in addition to the national security potential dangers and ramifications, if they're worried about sort of American foreign policy and geopolitical stability, think about what people who are making bets on the financial future for the United States and the world are thinking. Because one of the things that McKay talks about in his article is that they said that they basically, if Trump is elected, our allies said, we will never trust you again. Maybe 2016 was a fluke, but if you elect him again, knowing everything we know, we will never trust you again. What would that look like if it played out on a global financial stage? Because right now, the U.S. dollar is the most trusted currency in the world. And American power, economic and otherwise, stems heavily from that fact. But if all of a sudden trust were lost in the stability of the United States, that would mean trust likely would be lost in the dollar. What happens to this country when all of a sudden the dollar no longer becomes the reserve currency? And Mitt Romney's right. Probably on his own, he's not going to affect the GOP base. But if all those people organized and provided space for others to organize with them, that's how you do politics. That's how you change minds. And it's amazing that all those people who spend a career in politics can't figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So economically, you have to even think along those lines, what it means as a superpower, the economic superpower of the globe.
Right.
And we're sitting here and we're tampering with it with this experiment in authoritarianism that Trump irresponsibly, you know, he isn't a corporate head of anything. Mm-hmm. He's just a business owner.
Yeah.
And so he's not making decisions where he has to, you know, kowtow to a board of directors.
No, it's a family-owned business.
He can do anything he wants.
Yeah, it's really actually a very small company, but they franchise a lot of the name out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he doesn't have to work. Yeah. Right. He doesn't have to stand before the board of directors or answer anybody.
So he can fail and fail again. And he
oh,
does.
He's good at
That's
that.
All he's doing.
That's what he does.
But yet people think, well, he's a businessman. He knows what he's doing. He's out there. He's very wealthy. No, not really.
Mm.
He's got his name on a lot of products.
Yeah.
Coming up, we've got John and Gordy theme from a previous job that we had. I got it. This is great stuff. It's to the tune Mac the Knife.
Oh,
and
really?
It's kind of a trip down memory lane for John and Gordy. You got to hear this. Check it out.
Okay.
Coming up next.
Coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. Check out the Civic Media app as well and text us or give us a call and leave a message. Sam is over there to transfer any of those messages to us because we don't have that on our screens here as we broadcast from the Short Stack Eatery this morning.
Mm-hmm. We're here every Wednesday morning. Want to remind you, our Scotty Summer Contest continuing. We are in a contest hour here. The key word for this hour is red. So text that word to us on your Civic Media app. Red is the word this hour, okay? And plenty of chances to win prizes from Dell's prize packages to Brewers tickets to our grand prizes at Lake Geneva or Door County Vacation, Lake House Vacation. It's all out there to be won, and you can win. All just right. Got to text in the word red, and you could be a winner from Civic Media and WMDX, John. Right.
We were just talking about the repercussions if Trump won, what Europe would do. And we have on the line, we've got Mark giving us a call this morning on the family show. What do you got, Mark?
Yeah, thanks, guys, and thanks. I won the Dell's package, so I'm looking forward to getting that. But I mean, the Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin voted to defund NATO, and I mean, I'm going to be calling.
Yes, he was the only one.
Yes. I grew up in part northern Wisconsin. Actually, have a little piece of property up there. But I'm going to call his office and let him know, and I'm not going to remain FCC compliant, I don't think, that when I leave my leave a message or I talk to the person.
Yeah.
But it just is the treacherous little traitor has voted to, you know, betray America. I mean, these guys were mm-hmm. condemning her actions. Apparently, what the hell that Lindsey Graham actually said D-Day was a mistake. He was condemning D-Day. I mean,
yes,
conquest
he was.
Of Germany. It's just jaw dropping that these guys, you know, they've joined forces with Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. I mean, that I just got a copy of Malcolm Mance's The Plot to Betray America, and I'm just a few pages into it, and it's just horrifying. It's just horrifying.
Yes, Malcolm Mance, a regular guest on the Stephanie Miller show.
Yeah.
And he's great. I love listening to him. His perspective is fantastic. But at the same time, it's true. You know, they want to get rid of NATO. They don't want to protect the European countries. They don't want to become the superpower anymore, I guess. You know, if we give up all of this, we're no longer the nation on the hill, the place people
shining
want to go.
On the hill. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mark, thank you for your call. We got to move on this morning.
Yeah, thanks,
busy
guys.
Morning here.
All
appreciate
right.
it.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, good points. Let's go to Brittany Merlot for our weather check of the day. She joins us this morning, as she does every day around this time, Monday through Friday. How you doing there, Brittany?
Good. How's breakfast, guys?
Well, we wait until after the show is over to have something, a little bite to eat. But it's always great here at Short Stack Eatery. We usually have, you know, I get the trio, the half trio. It's excellent.
Yes, I've started getting the half trio.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you get the full trio, wow.
It's, you know, it's a lot of food.
It's a lot of food.
Pack it in. But, yeah, everything here on the menu is wonderful. How's your morning going, Brittany?
Oh, it's fantastic. I am loaded up on caffeine, ready for these storms this evening. And
excellent.
The storms this evening, Wausau.
Yeah. What?
Are you
Wait a minute.
Storms up there
Are
in
you
Wausau?
Kidding me? It's going to be late night tonight before we get those storms, right?
Yeah, you guys get to hold off for quite a while here for us. We're going to get rocking and rolling by this afternoon. So.
See?
I think, though, I'm going to be honest, I think a few scattered showers are going to make their way down to Madison around 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. Now, that's just going to be some light rain, possibly. But the big storms, you know, the big boomers, we'll call them that. Those, I think, are going to be after midnight, mainly 3 a.m. to 5 a.m.
Thunder boomers. Lots of thunder and lightning. Thunder and lightning.
Oh, yeah.
I love those. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, are we in for anything really strong or severe, do you think, or are you just going to pass through with
strong winds?
Yeah. What are we talking?
You know, I think a lot of the strong to severe is going to stay into northwest Wisconsin. It's going to start to weaken as it heads towards the city. But, you know, some heavy downpours are definitely possible, up to about a half an inch maybe here for us. The frequent lightning. I mean, maybe some gusty winds and smaller hail. But I think everything else is going to stay up to the north and away from us. But tomorrow night, that one looks a little concerning. Tomorrow afternoon and into the evening, a lot of storms do want to fire up along that cold front right by you, and so we'll have to pay attention to that. But
now we got a big weekend coming up. It's Father's Day weekend. You know, a lot of people have plans for Father's Day. You know, maybe have a little barbecue or, you know, get together with dad, go to the lake or something. What's the weekend looking like?
Absolutely.
Extended
so.
Weekends.
We are looking at, for Saturday, partly sunny skies, temperatures kind of comfortable into the upper 70s, but of course some scattered showers and storms moving in by the evening, really ramping up overnight. We could see potential for severe weather Saturday night and into Sunday morning. However, it does want to ease up Sunday, but I'll tell you, this weekend is just active, wet and wild. The humidity is going to be there. The heat is going to be there. It's going to be near 90 degrees on Sunday. So,
wait a minute. 90 degrees? Come on. It's a dew point. That's dew points out of control this weekend, right?
Yeah, it's going to be out of control as of tomorrow.
No.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, well, that doesn't bode well for Father's Day at all.
No.
It doesn't.
It's a bad day for Father's Day. Well, you know, it occurred to me, you know, when we were talking about, you know, thunder boomers and all that, houses are built with great insulation now. And so now maybe you don't even notice the thunder anymore.
Really? You think that they're like soundproof or something?
It's always in the old days, you know, when I was sitting in my log cabin listening to the rain on the roof, you know, it was always fun to, you know, have a storm. But now, you know, it's almost quiet, utter silence in the home, even during a thunderstorm.
Maybe you're just losing your hearing like me.
Maybe that's it.
Have you had hearing check lately?
But by the way, Brittany, do you remember an ad campaign? They were talking, it was like Wausau. They were saying the name Wausau. Do you remember the ad campaign on this?
It seems like they were doing something like that. Wausau.
I don't remember the ad campaign, but I know that I definitely had to do that to remember how to pronounce it. I was like, Wausau.
Wausau. Wausau. All right. Well, thanks for the bad news. You know, raining on our Father's Day parade.
Sorry. Well, we'll deal with it. It is summertime after all. Yeah. Exactly. All right, Brittany. Well, you have a good day.
Thank you
for joining. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. All right?
Sounds good. See you guys. Bye.
All right. We'll see you later.
Amber Lowe, our civic media meteorologist. She's a real meteorologist. She's got the degree and everything. Yeah.
Well, you.
I was a TV weatherman.
You refuse to do it. You're a rebel. You know enough about weather already. You know the maps. You know how to draw the lines.
I did my time in the weather world. It was 20 years of all of that, and that was enough.
You know,
I said.
I don't think we have time for the John and Gordy song.
What?
Yeah.
I've got it queued up, John. You want to play out with it?
But do we have enough time for it?
Let's go out with it.
No, we can't just play. No, we got to play the whole
thing.
Okay,
we'll save. Got to play save it so you can
we
play
come
the
in
thing.
With it, huh?
All right. We'll save it for me to the last break.
All right. This is an old theme that we found by, do we want to say who was it?
Russ Lanielo.
Yeah, great singer.
Capitol Hill Supper Club.
Yes.
And he used to play there. He had, you know, the tapes with the instrumentation on it. And he sang these songs. And he sang Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin stuff. Yes. And he was a guest on our show constantly.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Because it was just fun to listen to, and he put this thing together for us. So we'll get to that.
On the John and Gordy Show, right around the corner, Paula Severson from Dane by Local.
The John and Gordy Show.
John and Gordy on the radio, 92.7.
Thank you, Shondell Marks. 7:35, John and Gordy, live from Short Stack Eatery, downtown Madison. Welcome back to the show, and we want to welcome our guest from Dane by Local. Paula Severson is joining us this morning. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to have you back. So,
this is a great program, and we want to get more information on this because, you know, the summer, it's a different story than it is during the winter time, and especially during COVID time. Yeah. So let's get into what's going on this summer for Dane Buy Local.
Yeah, I'm really excited. We've got Shop Local, Give Local coming up next week, Thursday, June 20th.
Okay.
And so this was our answer. Like you said, you know, things are slower in the summer months, mm-hmm. and everybody thinks about shopping local for the holidays, but we really wanted to encourage people to shop local all year round. Mm. And especially now in June, the weather's beautiful. There's no excuse to get out, start walking down State Street, visit some retailers, and just show your support for the local businesses.
And now you're in your 20th anniversary here this
year,
right? So what is the deal with Dane by Local? You can get discounts, right? The participating retailers.
Well, so the retailers may have different specials and such, but they are, what they're doing, they're donating 10% of their proceeds back to Dane by Local to support the work we do.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, yes. Okay. We support local businesses, resources, training, education, promotion, provide a lot of things for only local businesses here in the area. Mm-hmm. And so this is kind of a partnership with the retailers that are participating on this day.
You know, it seems like, you know, Madison has always been focusing, especially State Street businesses have been focusing on being local down here. We don't want the chains on, yes, State Street. It would turn the complexion of this town into something completely different. So they always try to make it very, very local. All the retailers, all the shops. You have a lot of participants on State Street. Is this like the coalition of buy local?
Well, we have here? Some. So this is actually our first year doing this. So we've got a lot of room to grow and build, but we actually have kind of a good smattering across the county, you know, some in Sun Prairie and Middleton, and just a variety of places to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
How many participating businesses?
So 30 participants this year. Okay. As I said, it's our first year, so we're kind of building this program. Mm-hmm. And you can see the list of participants on our website, danebylocal.com. Mm-hmm. There, you can actually click on each of the names of the participants on that link and go to their website so you can see what they have to offer. Mm-hmm. And it's mostly retailers, but we've got a couple restaurants in there as well, so you can plan your shopping trip and a meal.
Mm-hmm. You've got the forest in here. You've got the local areas in Dane County, obviously.
Yeah.
Fontana Sports right down the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking during the break about these kinds of organizations, and you said something a little shocking to me, that pre-pandemic, there are a number of organizations around the country that are very similar to Dane by Local. Mm-hmm. Same kind of deal, right? There were like 120 nationwide.
Yes.
And then after the pandemic, how many?
There's only 48 of us in the United States right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So really, the pandemic changed things.
It did. It did. You know, we're very fortunate in Dane County because Joe Parisi really focused in on helping the local businesses, utilizing some of the COVID era funds, but that didn't happen everywhere across the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so these local organizations like us really have had to find other ways to fund the work that they do. And it's been a struggle because, you know, we're trying to lift up the small local businesses who don't have the capacity to donate a lot to our organization.
Right.
And then we turn away any potential money from the big guys. We don't want the money from Walmart or, you know, the big ones,
right,
because that goes against who
sure.
we are. So it's been challenging, but I think here in Dane County, we've done pretty well. We've innovated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I came on board 9 months ago and just injected some new energy and enthusiasm. So
well,
I'm
we can see that.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little bit too much coffee this
morning. I haven't had any yet.
Oh, really? Paula?
Wow. I haven't.
Okay. don't have any coffee then.
Well, Paula, now I know Dane by Local occasionally has events for the participating retailers, right?
Yes.
Where you get together once a month. I went to one of these, or a couple of these. This was some time ago, a couple of years ago. And it was really interesting. It was kind of like just a business club, but everybody having a good time. And so you have those on a regular basis to help support the retailers, right?
So we actually have a networking event coming up June 26th at Midwest Family Broadcasting.
Sure.
We don't charge our members anything to attend, but we are encouraging them to bring non-perishable food items for Wayforward Resources. They're one of our members as well. And then in July, we're doing a joint event with the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber, the Monona Eastside Business Alliance, and the Better Business Bureau. And same thing, we are encouraging donations to the River Food Pantry.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be good for this town. You know, it's not just about where you buy and where you shop, but we want to give back to the community that supports us.
So again, you have an event coming up Thursday, July 20th, a week from tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Yes. And tell us about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there are 30 locations listed on our website that are participating in this day. And if you choose to shop at one of their businesses that day, 10% of the proceeds, they will be donating to Dane by Local. And so we've got a variety from pet stores to boutiques. We've got a distillery in there, so you can buy your alcohol, and 10% comes back to Dane by Local.
Well, Eddie's Ale House, an eatery.
Yeah, we've got a couple of restaurants sprinkled in there. Mm-hmm. So it really is kind of a big list. And I would be remiss if I didn't think Isthmus Eye Care. Oh. Isthmus Eye Care presented this and has this event possible, and they actually are a participant. So if you need new glasses that day, they are donating 10% of their proceeds back as well. So I really want to thank Isthmus.
Do you connect local businesses with each other in order to help each other out and become a member of this?
Absolutely. Okay. Yep. We connect with them. We try to connect with the public. You know, we work a lot with, like, Downtown Madison Inc. and just various organizations to make sure that the local businesses have a voice and a resource in this area.
And what about the future in the fall and the rest of the year? You have events every so often.
We do. In August, August 1st, we're actually going to be doing the same thing, but we call it Eat Local, Give Local.
Oh, okay.
And that gets anywhere from 50 to 60 participants, where if you eat local on that day, 10% of the proceeds come back. So it's a great opportunity to try a new restaurant, try a new flavor, explore what, you know, this whole area has to offer.
A lot of restaurants popping up.
Yeah,
there
are. I see, you know, the east, you got the east side, the west side, Monroe Street, Sun Prairie. You have a restaurant out there in Sun Prairie. And what about, you know, maybe Paoli? You know, they've got a lot of action going out there in Paoli.
Where? Paoli?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they got a creamery out there, which they redid, and now you can stay there. It's a...
They actually are a sponsor of their art show, and I believe that's in September.
Okay.
So, we're reaching out there. Yeah, we cover all of Dane County and the surrounding counties.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fantastic.
It is. It's that's amazing. Well, Paula, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
And anything else you want to, if people are interested, maybe they have a business or know somebody with a small business, how can they contact
you? Yeah, the best resource is to go to danebylocal.com, and that's danebylocal.com.
Great. Excellent. Back and join us again.
I'd love to. Cool.
Keep us updated
fun.
Because this is such an important part of this community.
It is.
And it's also a fun group to be with. I know a few people that are involved with it. So you have a good time when you get together and network.
Absolutely.
Hey, we've got a call here quick.
After the hours party. Yes.
We've got a call. Keith is wondering how a business can join Dane By Local, if you guys want to talk to him about that.
All right. Well, yeah, why don't you fill
Absolutely.
Us in.
Keith, go ahead and go to danebylocal.com. There's some information about joining there. You're also welcome to email me directly. Pretty easy. It's paula@danebylocal.com as well. And I'd love to meet with you and talk more with you.
Keith on the line here.
You are so happy.
Keith, do you have any other questions for Paula while we've got her here?
Yeah, just Keith, curiosity, what's the... Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah, go ahead.
I have a really bad connection. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Go ahead.
All right, I think I don't know. I think
we lost him.
Sorry about that.
That's
but
okay.
we answered his main question,
okay.
which is good.
Awesome.
Okay. Okay. All right. Good enough. Once again, Paula, thank you very much.
Thank you both.
Have a great day, and we'll see you again sometime down the road.
Well, don't go away. Yeah, you want to hear the John and Gordy Mac the Knife song, don't you?
I would love.
You
want to
stick around?
Well, let's.
Okay.
Why don't we play?
Okay.
Yeah, we got time to play right now. Yeah,
we do have time to play it.
Okay.
All right. This is Russ Laniello. We used to be a restaurant singer, kind of karaoke-ish, but he was a very good singer. He did a lot of Sinatra and Martin impressions, but also at the same time he did Mac the Knife for us, John and Gordy, when we were out at WMAD, another radio station.
Well, let's hear it. Here's Russ Laniello.
I'd hear about John Peterson on 92 FM, babe. He works with a guy named Gordy Yarn. They spin them the way you want to hear them. Could it be that 92 FM was made for you and me? Now every morning they get you rolling, playing songs, help you make it through your day. Oh, this station is right on, babe. Now that 92 FM keeps rocking this way. with Johnny Peterson, you can't lose. Look out for Gordy Young, you can't go wrong. Keep that dial right on 92, babe, with the greatest sounds that keep rocking this town. Look out for 92 FM, baby.
What are the odds that all these years later we're at 92.7?
Exactly. You know, I know. It's
different station, FM. Different group, yeah. Different company, just, but here we are still on the same
just
frequency.
Forget the point thing, you know, just go with 92.
Yeah,
we'll that's where we're at.
Yeah. Paul, thanks again
Paul,
for being
you
with
for
us.
For being here and right. Suffering through that.
Hey, that was great. You know, I forgot how good Russ Lionel.
He was really.
Lanniello.
He was really good. Yeah.
He's like a nightclub singer, right on. I mean,
and I'm always wondering, you know, whatever happened to Russ?
I don't know.
He went out. I think he actually went to Vegas.
Do you really?
Maybe California. I don't know.
I think I may still be friends with him on Facebook. Or
really?
Something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you should definitely check that out. Maybe yeah, get him to do something for us here.
Something updated. Yes. Yeah. I think that's a great idea. See if we can make that happen. All right.
Well, I'm sure everybody will suffer through that again. Another song by Russ.
Hey, tomorrow on the big show here, the John and Gordy Family Show, tomorrow we'll be talking about the Madison Night Market, which happens tomorrow night. Yeah, we had the great time
last month.
It was really fun. And we'll have a booth again tomorrow night right outside our studios across the street. And also we're going to find out, we're going to get everything you need to know about the naked bike ride.
Yes.
Peter Keating will come in tomorrow and explain things to us. And I wonder if he'll give us a hint of where that's actually happening, because it's a secret location.
I'll try to keep my heart stern intact. I will not.
Try to behave yourself,
I'll try to behave, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You know, because it's, you know, I mean, it's the naked bike ride. We get it.
Last time we had this night, what is the night event again?
The Madison Night Market?
Yeah, Night Market.
Yeah.
Last time we had pictures taken.
Yeah.
And a lot of fans came up and took pictures with us.
Yeah, it was great to
and
see
it was
them.
Fantastic. Now we've got like a big board with us.
Right.
Pictured in it, but our faces are cut out, so you can put your faces in there and you can beat John and Gordy.
I didn't know that.
No. Well, we're putting that together. We're workshopping. Mad Radio, WMDX, the John and Gordy Show, and it's 92.7 FM and 1580 AM.
Hey, look who stopped by, John.
We have,
Zenon is
good
here.
Morning.
Hey, welcome back. Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing, Zenon?
Great. How are you?
Good. Good to see
now,
you.
You were a graduate. And
yes.
How did graduation go? Did you take up a banned book from the library and throw it at the superintendent's foot?
What are you doing there? Start already. Get that microphone just a little bit closer to you.
Right here. There we go. Get up on that microphone.
That's it. So now you are officially a freshman.
I'm officially a freshman, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I start class next week. I'm taking first time summer physical education, so I don't have to do it in ninth
that's
grade.
Right. You don't have to do it in school.
Yeah. Leaves room so I can take orchestra
more credits,
next year.
Right?
Yep.
What's your instrument of choice for orchestra?
Stand-up bass.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's
going to
be
you.
In a band. You know, it's just
I
kind of float
so.
Around. Being
for
a,
sure.
A few
all sorts of different
bands.
Types of music is what I love so much about it.
Do you like movies?
I do.
Yeah?
I love movies.
Yeah? What's one of your favorite movies?
Have you gone to a movie lately?
I have gone to a movie lately.
What'd you see?
The new Wonka movie.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But my favorite movie of all time is Kindergarten Cop.
no kidding.
Who's
really?
In
Schwarzenegger?
That?
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Wow, that's a crazy one.
It
yeah.
is.
But Wonka, did you see any of the other Wonka movies?
Yes, I've seen
Charlie
all three
and the
of
Chocolate
them.
Factory?
Yep. Yeah. All three, the remake, the original, and the
What did you think of
one?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. What do you think about
the first
that
one or the second one?
Second one.
I don't know. I thought it was a little
surreal, though. Wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that's the word
that
I'm looking for.
It was fantastic
for.
That way.
It was. It was.
And the
just
music
out of this world.
Great. I know it is. It's crazy, right? It's a you step into a different universe
yeah?
in that particular movie, just
for
like
sure.
Speed Racer. When you watch,
sure.
Do you ever see Speed Racer?
No, I have not. Unfortunately,
oh, you've got to see that. That is fantastic. One okay. of the best movies ever made.
Now, we've got something about the movies here.
Well, we do, yes. We've got Johnny at the Movies coming up right now. I it's not me reviewing a movie. It's Brett from the Marcus Theaters. He does a little synopsis for a few of our group stations.
Sure.
So we're going to play that. Let's go into the fantastic
Hello,
music.
Here's
intro.
That master of the cinematic arts, Mr.
John Peterson.
The passion, the pathos, the honesty, the despair. Never before have the torments of movie critics been so vividly portrayed.
One ticket or two, sir.
Well, it was a great weekend at the box office. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is still in the top five in its fifth week of release and brought in $5.6 million. At number four, we have the new release of The Watcher, and it brought in $7 million. If, starring Ryan Reynolds and directed by John Krasinski, continues to delight family audiences, bringing in $8 million. Now, the number two movie was last week's number one. Garfield brought in $10 million in its third week of release. And at number one at the box office this past weekend, it was Bad Boys Ride or Die with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. They reprised their roles as Mike Lowry and Marcus Bennett and did great on the big screen. People loved their action sequences, and audiences responded with $56 million at the box office. Next week will also be a tremendous weekend with the highly anticipated release of Pixar's Inside Out 2 hitting screens for families and adults alike. There's a lot of great movies on the big screen and a lot coming this summer. Go check out a movie today.
That's right, Dennis. Okay. You know, really get out there wow. and go to the movies. Movie attendance is down dramatically. Now I want to get into a little preview here of Inside Out 2. Let's check it out.
Okay.
Well, there's one new release, and it is a big one. It's the release of Pixar's highly anticipated Inside Out 2. This is the follow-up to the original Inside Out film, and we follow Riley as a teenager as she begins to develop new emotions. Voicing the characters in the movie are Amy Poehler, Phyllis Smith, Louis Black, and many more. Expect this one to be number one at the box office this weekend. There are so many great movies on the big screen and a lot coming this summer, so go check out a movie today.
All right, that sounds like a okay. great idea.
Good recommendation.
A lot of times I go on a Tuesday when they have really
discounts?
big discounts.
Senior
at
discounts?
The Marcus Theaters. Yeah. But no, just a discount.
I don't know what give you an extra I, senior
I think
discount?
It's, I think every,
it's like
well,
$5 movies,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it used to be $5. It's six now, and if you're a member, a rewards member, yeah. you get a big discount on that as well, and you stay discount even at the best theater. I can't remember what they call it now,
okay.
but the super deluxe digital theater, gigantic theater, whatever it is,
whatever they call it.
But yeah,
premium.
It's really a good deal. If you know, you go every once in a while, you might want to check that out.
Any movies out there right now that you haven't seen that you want to see?
Bad Boys? Are you going to go
well,
see Bad Boys?
Probably not. I'm looking forward maybe to seeing Inside Out 2.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, Zen. Excellent. What do you got going for the rest of the day?
Yeah.
Well, my step-grandmother from Roanoke, Virginia is coming in.
Really?
So we're going out to the airport to pick her up. And I'm very excited because, you know, I have a very vast interest in commercial aviation, so it was exciting to go to an airport.
Oh, sure.
And it's over at Mitchell, Milwaukee.
Oh, it is. Okay.
And
yeah.
Hopefully we'll be able to, because she needs wheelchair assistance, hopefully we'll be able to get a gate pass, be able to just go in and greet her at the
yeah.
gate.
Yeah.
So
excellent.
Looking forward to that.
Well, it does.
Have
a good
time in Milwaukee.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Zen, always good to see you.
I got
Thank you.
A movie recommendation. I mean, it's okay. a series of movies, but John Wick.
John Wick, I've heard
oh
of that
boy.
Before.
Come, what are you talking about? Don't recommend. Don't listen to him. Zenon,
you know what? Don't listen to me.
Listen.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
What are you telling him to go to that? Zenon, thank you very much.
We'll start off with the Marvel movies and then
okay.
move into
All right.
the John Wick.
We'll so. All right, Zenon.
Thank you so much.
Maybe we'll see you next week.
Yeah, it's good right. having
Bye-bye.
You here.
Whenever you want to stop by.
All right.
That's our... You know, his dad is sitting right over there.
I know, and I'm feeling like someday he's going to come over here and slug
punch you out.
He's going to punch me out.
He's going to take you out. Oh, gosh. But anyways,
look, I have stopped trying to get him to get a cell phone. Okay? I'm not.
Yeah, it's really none of your business.
No, it isn't. That's why I'm not doing it anymore.
Why do you have to poke your nose in there? Hey, stir it up. Hey, tomorrow on the John Gordy Show, yes, we will be talking about the Madison Night Market, which takes place tomorrow night on State Street and around the square, part of the square, downtown Madison. We'll be finding out all the ins and out of the Madison Night Market. And again, we'll be talking about the naked bike ride that's coming up. Peter Keating will give us all the details, all the secret details.
Right.
Maybe he'll reveal where exactly
the
that
path would be.
Yeah, we don't really know. They keep that secret till the last second.
You know, the station is right on State Street over
here, so I
hope that, you know.
Yeah. Well, got a good view from up there?
Yes. Right, you know, if they could stop by around 7:40.
I don't think that's going to happen. That's it for John and Gordy. We thank everybody here from Short Stack Eatery. It was a good time. We hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you bright and early tomorrow morning.
All right. Take care and have a good day.
So